Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the New Institute for Second Hour. Today is Wednesday, and what are we talking about today, Neil? Well, I don't know if we're going to even get to our topic because we have already got several people waiting for readings, so we're going to take our callers first, but we'll see if we'll get to the topic. So I guess we'll mention that at that point, should we get to that point today. So several of you are in the queue. Everybody's pressed one, which is good. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. And we invite our listeners and callers to join us on Blog Talk Radio. You may follow us here as well as on Facebook. We've got a few accounts there. And we hope that you join us. 562-596-7818 is the number for further conversation. And again, 914-338-0164 is our caller number. And we have a caller from the 310 area code. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Oh, hi. How are you? I was calling to look and see if you could look at relationships for me.
Okay. And what's your name?
My name's Janet. Sorry.
That's okay, Janet. And you're in California?
I am, yeah.
Okay. What's your birth date, Janet?
6/9/67.
Currently, actually, 51 years old. You're going to be turning 52 this year.
I am.
52 years old. And so are you, you're interested in a new relationship? Or is there one you want to?
Yeah.
So you're not currently in a relationship?
Well, there's someone I'm talking to, but I don't, it's very new, so I don't even, you know, I don't know where that will lead, but
are you
in general?
Well, in general, so you're not committed to asking about the specific person?
Well, I'm interested, but yeah, I guess.
Do you have his birth date or her birth date? I don't know.
It's May 10th,
59, okay.
Thirty equals three.
So they're a five together. How'd you meet this guy?
Online.
Online, which is what I thought. And you're just, have you gone out on a date yet, or are you still in the talking?
No.
Stages?
No, we're just talking. We're just talking,
okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You see, one problem you've got. Janet, have you been married, divorced?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we're getting in the energy field. that there's been a marriage and a divorce. You know, the only thing about reading on issues like that is just to look at the karma and the situation that went on and the fact that it's sort of in your code. And then it helps us to evaluate what's presently maybe going on. Was there a child in there, or either a child you had or a child you lost or a child from some other situation, but a child, has there ever been a child beneath you?
Yeah, there's a child lost for both, actually.
Yeah. So the lost child issue is now coming in. This is all kind of giving us feedback towards evaluating what your next step is going to be, being 51 years old. I mean, you see, your journey in numerology is you're compounded. So in numerology, you're a 38 equals 11 equals 2. Now that 2 is the relationship energy, the chakra. But you've been compounded in your energy field. So that somehow suggests that there's going to be some trauma, confusion, difficulty, conflict, and relationship throughout your life. The fellow you got on the online that you're casually now just approaching, there's some connection there because his 5-1 and his beginning of his numbers add up to your month. And there's a sort of communication energy between the two of you because you see you're both, your master numbers add up to his month, 5. So there's something going on in that.
Yeah, and their months add up to her master number, 11 equals 2. Her year, 6 to his 9 are her first two numbers. So there's definitely connective energy. Whether it's going to be the ultimate relationship is another question.
Yeah, I mean, you're hearing all this stuff and you're probably going, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. But it helps for us to build some kind of case study in your immediate future. I'll say this.
Well, yeah.
In regard to determining your next relationship, let me ask you a question. Do you have any cousins that you're rather close to, but they don't live in California?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, well, you see, because not everyone's going to say, I mean, a lot of people will say that, but yeah, of course.
Oh, no. Like my soul sister, we're both on the same path. I mean, we're spiritually in the same place, and we lean real hard onto each other.
Well, all
yeah,
I
no,
can,
she's special.
Well, she's your. Do you know her birth date?
June 13th, but I don't know the year.
Do you know how old she is?
Or I think she's the 12th. She's the 12th. We have a no.
And you don't know her age?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't remember.
In what state does she live in?
She's in Reno, Nevada.
Okay. So, anyways, out of state. Well, what this says on page 1 is you're coming up to a relationship cycle. So, to answer your question, what's my prospect for an upcoming relationship? From what we've gathered so far in our unique approach to things, so you're coming up with one. You're coming up with a relationship. Now, sometimes names float by. It doesn't really. Sometimes they connect. They mean something. Sometimes they do not mean anything. But I'm getting a name from your past, or maybe a casual acquaintance somewhere, like the name Arnold or Andy or Andrew. But there seems to be a strong A sounding name, and I'm not going to say verbatim that you would know who I'm talking about, because maybe the name is serving another purpose. I don't know. Maybe it's a better name. Did you ever know anyone? I mean, you know, it's not. It's a somewhat common name. Did you get a degree in school?
No.
Who's got? Did your former, well, how about your soulmate? Did she go to school?
No.
Yeah, boy. Did your husband, your former husband?
But her husband did, and he's having trouble finding work. Her husband
oh,
did.
Okay, so, and what's his name, first name?
His name is Danny.
Oh, so Danny, you see, Andy, Ann.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting that's him. Don't worry. A little bit of a clumsy flaw, but that's where it's coming from. And he went, So he's having trouble getting work. You're having trouble finding a relationship. You've been through one, a marriage. And I don't know, to answer your question, one's coming up. We got that going at least.
I just want to, I'm curious if she had a change in 2005. What happened in 2005 regarding relationships? I know it's harder with when you're compounded, it's harder to find that event.
Yeah.
But
you know what, I've had a lot of big moments in my life.
We're not asking about a lot of big moments. What happened, if you can remember?
I know I got sick again in 2005.
Okay. Sick. Do you have a chronic illness or something?
Yeah, I do. I have lupus.
That's a miserable one.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That point forward, it was a wild, wild, wild ride.
So that was... Okay, well... A relationship is forthcoming. Whether or not it's going to be this gentleman you're inquiring about is yet to be seen. You know, online, is there any other way you can meet guys besides online?
I suppose I've been wanting to go out and find different avenues to get people that have the same interest as I am, because I'm very spiritual. Okay. This guy is too. I just don't know. Yeah.
Well, what state does he live in?
Probably here.
He's right by me in California, L.A.
Well,
he's very nearby.
Meet him in the daytime for coffee, and, you know, if you can get that going, that's one thing, in a public place. Don't get in the car with him or anything, no matter what.
I mean, eventually, if it progresses, maybe you'll get
even
in the car with him.
Tells you he's a car salesman. He's going to drive you down to the lot to give you a free car. Don't get in the car. But you know, there's nothing wrong with getting to know him a little bit more, having maybe meeting him for coffee at a common place and just getting a vibe from him, making sure that you don't reveal where you live or anything like that, or, you know, that you go directly back to your car when you're done. You just have a coffee. You know, meeting people online is very dangerous. You don't know who you're
getting. Oh, I know.
You know, it's like, I'm going to go down to the fishing pier. Maybe somebody down there I'll get to know. You know, I mean, you're going.
Well, I mean, that's like going to a bar. I mean, it's the bar that, you know, revisited. It's been, reinvented.
And you don't know what you're getting. It's, you know, you don't even know what you're getting when your friend introduces you.
Yeah, it's true.
You know,
I mean, there's
maniacs everywhere, but you don't have you have trouble in your, you have a troubling.
There's not a clause
number.
That she's going to get, you know, necessarily, you know, she's not going to be a victim of some crime on the internet or anything like that.
Got,
there's nothing foreboding that we're saying.
She's got a bit of a difficult karma in her astral energies and stuff like that. It turns into problems, but she has a strong 9 in her fire number, which means you're a fighter, and you're going to be around a while. You're a fighter, and you keep coming back. Push down, you get back up.
He's got a 9 too. What does he do for a living?
He's a teacher.
He's a teacher. Now
there's that educational thing going on.
What does he teach? Do you know?
Sixth grade.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? I didn't hear.
Sixth grade.
So it's court. Grade
school. Yeah.
That's nice. I mean, you know, kids. He's in the element of service.
Have a coffee with them, Janet, and, you know, see if it goes there. I mean, you have a relationship coming in. Somehow the zone of your relationship journey has to do with your soul sister in Nevada, because that came up. And then her husband being, you know, having an education and being out of work. So something is going on in there.
Do you see him getting work?
What?
Do you see him getting work? He really needs him.
What does he do?
He does computer stuff. I'm not sure, technical stuff.
What, he went to school with in business?
I'm not sure. He used to work doing computer stuff for the government, but he doesn't do that anymore.
Like computer programming or something?
Like in the space industry and all that. Yeah, he did all that.
Well, you know, the worst case. Now, this is only one part of the story. The worst case, he might be out of work for 2 years. That's the worst. But there's something that seems to be kind of boiling up in about 4 months. So if he can hold on, he might be going through some depression and blah, blah. But if he can hold on, and you want to convey anything to him, about 4 months would be the first. I'd rather go there than 2 years and say that maybe in 4 months, April, May, June, July, somewhere in there, that summertime or right before summer, he might be getting something.
Okay, we have to move on to other callers, Janet.
Thank you. I really appreciate the input. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Okay, Janet can join us on Facebook. Hope she does. 203 is our next caller, and 626 follows. So hang in there, 626, 203. Hello.
Hi. It's been a while.
Hi,
it's
Pat. Hi, Pat. 712-53.
Yes, just want to say, last few times I talked with you, all the stuff that I talked about, I'm much, much, much better, finally. That's the healing. Yeah. So now I have a question about my dog. He may need surgery. I don't think he wants it. I'm worried that it's more serious than I'm thinking.
Well, how old is he, like 10?
I stopped thinking about it. He's 10. He might even be more because I've stopped thinking about it.
That's what I wrote down. Okay. Yeah. And what kind of dog?
He's a coonhound mix.
Oh, it's so hard when pets, get older.
What's weird is I have been seeing a small sort of like red bone hound for weeks now, and I'm just thinking, okay, this is the next dog that's coming to me. But it's really odd. I've never had this experience before where I've seen a dog over and over and over again.
You mean like in public you've seen it, or you just
in my head?
In your head,
yeah,
a vision.
And I lost my last dog so suddenly and catastrophically that 2 birthdays ago with Chance, I just cried the whole weekend. So, it's going to be hard, but I'm also trying to prepare myself. But at the same time, I need him for 6 more years at least.
Yeah, that's hard. That's a larger dog, right?
Yes, 67 pounds.
Their life expectancy, the bigger the dog, the shorter the
not necessarily with hounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Is he the brown and white spotted hound dog?
No, he's black and tan. He's getting a little white with age.
Yeah. I mean, I know some of them have brown.
Oh, yes, that's the blue tick. That's the blue tick, black and white spotted.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I can tell you what's going on with him. It's a little not
okay.
So
okay, in 45 seconds, tell us.
He is bleeding from his anal glands, and he's been on an antibiotic that didn't work. He's on a new one. He's on steroids. The doctor's talking about major surgery, but I think maybe he's hinting at maybe something worse. He said he's never seen in all his years this kind of bleeding. He is getting better. Just, one... What do you see, if anything, and 2, could you send him some healing energy?
Well, did they detect it? Did they do blood work, find cancer or anything?
They did blood work. Everything looks good, but they spilt the blood, so I have to take him in today for more tests on kidney and liver.
Is the dog listless? Is it moving?
Yes.
Does it seem...
He's listless. He's tired. He's tired. But he's been on steroids and antibiotics and intensely.
Steroids
he's been...
give him more energy than make him listless. I mean, steroids supposed to be, kind of an energizer. Antibiotics may make him tired.
They spilt the blood work, clumsy off.
Yeah.
Are you going to do another blood work?
Yes, and for free. Well, I'm going to do that today.
How can they say everything looks good and then they spill the blood work and they don't know what's going on? What do they mean everything looks good?
They did get two tests on liver and kidney, but there's two more that they need to do. The lab said they don't have enough blood to do everything. He said his thyroid's elevated, but that's normal because the dog's on thyroid. So everything looks good so far, but we're missing two, a liver enzyme and a kidney something.
Okay, so is it red blood or darker blood?
That's coming out of him?
Yeah.
Bright red.
Well, that's...
And is your dog accustomed to going outside, chewing on things, like that?
No.
He's an indoor dog? He's a hound dog? He's indoor?
No, he walks a lot. He doesn't chew things up. He has had this problem of anal gland releasing before, but this time it was an abscess, including blood, besides the anal gland oil.
You mean the last time?
The
it
last
was an
time.
Abscess.
This time it's an abscess. Before it was just leaking and the glands had to be expressed. That's all. This time it's an abscess.
So it's an abscess. And they're thinking that what needs to be done with the abscess?
Surgery
has to be done with the abscess. But you're concerned
I think he's hinting at cancer, although he said, once I got all the blood out, I could palpate the gland and I didn't feel anything. I think they're thinking about cancer, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. You know what? You love your – I mean, your dog, they typically live to about 10 to 12 years. So your dog's 10 years old. You might get another 3-4 years out of your dog. But, you know, do you have any kind of pet insurance?
No, I don't. And he's too old. It's like $200 a month now.
Yeah,
you have to start it younger, and then I think they raise it anyway.
Surgery can be up $1,000. Can you afford surgery?
I would borrow it, but I don't think he wants surgery. I'm just trying to figure out what can I do, what's the best thing to do, probiotics. I'll be looking into things like that, but I'm just wondering, you know, can you see cancer, or is it just an anal gland problem?
We can't diagnose because we're not veterinarians, so we don't have the ability to do that. We can tell you our psychic impressions on a purely
psychic.
We can't give out medicine advice or anything like that. But having said this on a psychic approach, I think it's complication from an abscess.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I think. You know, maybe I'm wrong, but again, it is a psychic opinion.
But the abscess would require surgery.
No. Just antibiotics and steroids to make him feel comfortable and maybe give him the kit to get better.
Well,
so he's on a new antibiotic, which I think is probably working. The first one didn't, and he's now on steroids. And the vet thinks, well, maybe we don't need surgery. Maybe if he has flare-ups, maybe 3 times a year, we'll just give him antibiotics and steroids and keep it at that. That's all fine. I'm just concerned it's more serious than that. And I know I'm only asking for your psychic opinion. That's why I love you guys. That's why I call
you're going to do blood work, so you'll find out, you know, the real answer.
But I mean, even the doctor is suggesting that he didn't feel anything, that there might be a mass if it was cancer. So it's maybe suggesting that it's more benign than you know, the worst alternative. But when are the results due to be back once you get the blood work?
Oh, a few days. I'm taking them in tonight. It'll only take a few more days.
So, you know, we'll put out energy.
Thank you.
I mean, of course, no dog wants surgery.
No,
I mean,
I'm not going to put them through it.
No person wants surgery. But you know, if there was a grimmer prognosis in terms of him having to go to surgery, you know, whether the dog wants surgery or not, if the surgery would be life-saving, give him a few more years, it would be worthwhile if you're able to financially
afford it.
You know, so whether he wants it or not, I mean, well, you know, they don't want to do
it. You know, I mean, it's good. His age, he goes through surgery and he's laid up, and then it takes a month, 2 months, maybe three, and he's feeling a little bit better.
My sister, who's in medicine, was telling me there are a lot of risks with this kind of surgery, and it's more intricate than one would think, and there are now specialists that do only anal gland surgery. So I think he, at his age, he might have a difficult time, and I don't think he'd want surgery, so I'm not, you know, I mean, if I was told, yeah.
Hopefully it won't be that anyway. Hopefully it's just an abscess, and it can be dealt with non-surgically.
Have you had him since he was a puppy or younger?
No, I rescued him. He was abused every second of his life the first 2 years, and he's just come so far with me, and I protected him from the world, but he's got such a huge, you know, I love dogs. He means everything to me.
So you've had him 8 years?
8 years, yes. 8 or more. Yeah.
Well, 8 is part of your factor. Okay, so the idea that the dog you're seeing in your vision could be the spirit dog coming to collect the spirit of the animal, that is one thing. It could be in that astral realm, because it sounds Kristen's giving me a look like I'm a nut. But
no, I'm not giving. I just don't want to. I don't know.
Yeah,
you don't
want
to go there. I believe you, but I just, you know, they're not. His spirit's not ready to go quite yet.
I don't know. I don't know. You know, the element because I only say this, Pat, because in my encounters in the astral realm, I meet a lot of animal spirits.
Well, it's an interesting thought that I hadn't considered.
That could be, and that could also have a duality of also envisioning your next dog. But if you give if the dog's in pain and it's had a good 8 years with you, and you're there to assist the dog in putting it under, that might be the alternative
if
to having
the cancer,
dog go.
Right, if there's cancer.
Yeah,
but if not, then, you know, obviously go do any,
you know,
to save the dog if it's not cancer.
Do a lot of liquid dog flushing kind of thing and charcoal.
What was the first thing you said?
You know, like a
liquid
flush.
Like,
go like a liquid flush for dogs. Go online and find a.
All right.
System flush.
And
charcoal
also,
though, can be very constipating, and if he's having problems with his anal glands, I don't know if that's going to create additional issues.
No, he's not constipated at all.
He's not. So the
charcoal
can be, and if he's having issues down there, you know, you don't want to compound it.
And you might want to, believe it or not, you might want to put. In the liquid, you might want to add some lemon to it, lemon juice.
Okay.
Which he'll take.
But check with your vet, because, you know, your vet can say that's the most ridiculous thing. Don't do that.
He knows I'm a little kooky. He accepts me. Yeah. No, he's very honest with me, too. I'm going to start him on probiotics. That might help his immune system and his stomach. So, listen, I know you've got many, many callers. I appreciate you.
What was
your
birthday?
7/12/53.
Okay.
Cancer, Libra rising.
Hey, that's me too.
Is it really? Libra rising too?
Yeah. I mean, we don't really do astrology too much. I'm not too into it, but yeah, I'm a Libra rising also.
What's your moon?
Moon is in Mars, I think.
No, it's in a planet. Mine's Leo moon.
I don't remember. My moon.
Okay.
No, moon is in Aries. Is that right?
Okay. Okay.
Is that right? Yeah.
My moon is behind me.
Follows you wherever you go.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you both.
Okay. All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
See, she's educating me. I used to know all these things about my astrology chart, but I forgot.
Yeah.
I don't really do too much investigating in that realm. Okay, 626.
That would be me. Hi.
That is you. Hello. Thanks for being awake.
Thank you. I woke up and you guys were on my computer, so I just called. So that was great.
Good. What's your name?
Mary.
Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
Hi. I'm trying to remember who you are. Are you someone who was involved with a nonprofit?
No, I've never called in before, actually.
You've never called in. Okay. Because you
no.
said I woke up and you were on my computer, and then I thought, should we know who this person is? And there was someone from your area code that had a was, anyway, it's not you, so I'm not going to go into it, but hi.
Yeah. Hello, different person. So same,
yeah,
you know.
Same area code. Okay.
Same area code, even though I'm not there right now.
Oh, okay. Are you traveling?
I'm in Arizona at the moment. Yeah. Not exactly traveling, just sorting out my mom's estate.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, you're in a different location, so not at home.
No.
And Mary, what's your question?
Wow, so this is what you have to help me with, what my question well, my question should be. There's so many. Well, I just came out of like a 6 months ago, probably the worst cycle in my entire life. I had lost both of my dogs and my mom, and then I got run over by a car right afterwards. So
you got run over by a car?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
if
my goodness. Wow.
A dog, I will tell them there's a problem with park to reverse. It flipped out. It was a rental car. And when I was out of the car, hit me and dragged me. So, yeah, I was moments from, you know, facing my own, you know, transition, but that did not happen. And so, you know, I realized in your own reality, things are created, and I'm just kind of coming out of that and, you know, trying to make sense of it, all of that. And actually, you know, I'm feeling a shift as anybody would after that kind of stuff. And I'm just looking at, I'm here because, like I said, I had lost a lot of other people in my life all in this short period of time. And I'm looking at relationships and, you know, even possibly moving. I'm just feeling so many changes that I'm feeling pretty open to things.
Are you thinking
right now
of moving to air? You live in California, 626.
I live in that area, Pasadena area. I own a home. I'm also just looking at some stuff here. I mean, I'm not necessarily ready to move, but I'm looking at possibility of maybe getting something here. I'm in Tucson. I just like the artists and music community. And I'm just feeling very in the now, I think, which is maybe normal after almost being in the not now. And so I'm looking at that, and I'm just feeling really open to relationships, something I really wasn't very open to prior to this. I mean, I don't think I was non-open. I just, it wasn't in my face. So I'm kind of just looking at all these changes that are happening, and just if you have any insight about,
so,
you know, a couple
Mary,
people that
your birthday. Let's get your birthday.
Okay. It's 10/29/56. I do numerology too. I did not even realize you guys did that. And my name's a six also, so.
Yeah. Okay, so your math, and I wrote down a five. Ha ha. I wrote down a five before you gave us your number, and your master number is five. Is that what you got? No?
Wait.
No, six.
19, 11,
six,
12, 26. 22, 19, 33, 6. Huh.
Yeah,
okay, so I didn't write down your master number, but
yeah,
the five
right
in your year. And you actually have your master. Go ahead.
No, I just did this person that was interested really quick in my head that when they were here about their numerology, and I got a seven, and I was like, okay, goodbye, I'll see you later, don't talk to me. But then it was like, oh, I added it wrong myself. So I understand that quick.
You know what?
The quick
do it frequently on the radio. I've actually added something wrong already today prior to this. So it's happening a lot.
Totally,
the five
that
is, the five is part of your energy. So I wrote down a five, and it is in your year. So that's legitimate. And
yeah,
you're,
and I kind of feel like I'm on the cusp of a five and a six often, but myself,
well, last lifetime, Mary, you were a five, so it progresses successively. Generally speaking, there are exceptions. So, but it is in your, it is like I said, in your year, and your master number happens to be in your year as well.
Okay.
56. So, and you would have had a change in 1989. What happened in 1989?
Actually, oddly
enough,
it would
be 1989 to 1990 because you're born at the end of the year.
I'm
sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
So
I was.
What
happened? Travel. I was actually in a car accident then too, which kind of, I had been in a band that was traveling all over, and I had been in a small, I mean, been in a car accident, but kind of changed my life at that point a little bit, my track. And then this one was much more dramatic. That one, I just broke my neck. This one, I'm just like, but yeah, that was a change.
Wow.
In
so an injury then and an injury recently.
Yeah, this one was, I was moments from being decapitated. So, but I'm here with my head on, but not necessarily straight, but yeah, it's
and
on.
You're going to be 63 years old.
Yep.
In October, so you're 62.
Yeah, don't rub it in. Don't rub it in, please.
You know, the element of car accidents extends from a past life war zone. So when you don't necessarily go into war in this lifetime, but you have past life experiences in the war that had produced karma, or in the battlefield of some sort, going back through ancient times, you have carried karma along with that, and that's why you're having these massive car accident problems. And
I've had two accidents.
Yeah,
but well, still, there are significant energy in your life. I mean,
yeah.
Well, you see,
well, I did
because,
feel like
well,
I was in battle last year, actually, just battling for the dogs and for my mom, helping them battle for their lives. It did feel like I was in a war zone. You know?
Yeah, in your past life, you've been in battle zones. And so it's surfacing now on the stage of car and accidents. You have, in our estimation of numerology, 11s are negative. Don't get into it with us. They're negative. They can be positive, but they have a negative factor. We've been working 7 years on a book on this.
No, we've been working
five years. But I have a whole history since I was a child about numerology.
She was going to say something.
I have a lot of 11s. I was born at 111. My address was 111. Yeah. I
you have all kinds of 11s going on. Plus, master number is a multiple of 11, 33 times. It's
well,
11 times 3.
See, the 29 is an 11 and the 56 is an 11. That represents your two car accidents.
Glad they're done. Glad that's the last one.
Well, that's done now. Now what's happening is, let's see, you're just about 30 years past your karmic energy of 33. So you're going to be experiencing a change this October. So there's a change coming this October, which could command a move. And
I'm enjoying thinking about like living in a few places. I'm enjoying thinking about it. It's inspiring to me right now.
You're going to ask something, but then I'm going to ask.
Was your father?
Yes, about my dad. Go ahead.
Was your father?
Yeah, but not really. He never went to war. He just, because he got injured before he got to go.
He was
in the military for like when he was 17. Yes, he was. And then he got injured and didn't go. But his best friend was killed, though.
How was he injured?
He was injured in he hurt his knees or something. And then he got like scarlet fever. So, or rheumatic fever. They thought he was dead. And so they, but his best friend went off and was killed.
Yeah.
So
all of that is real. I recall. Now, anybody in your family background that ever worked in a bank?
Nope.
No bank. And do you have any activity going on with banks as we
dealing
speak?
With her mother's estate?
Great. Yeah, and I'm trying to open up a bank account later today and another.
Okay, so the bank account serves as our validation. Okay, so what's your question?
She's asking about a move, and so I wanted to ask her real quick.
About a relationship too.
And about a relationship.
My new dog.
Does your mother have property that you're selling, or did she not own property? Okay.
No, she owned this house, and it sold right away. It sold before it
went
on the market.
So it's sold. You're not planning on buying that house. Do you have siblings?
Everybody died. I'm it. Right now.
So you're by yourself.
We talking about real estate in the 700 to 800 bracket?
Well,
no.
It's cheaper.
No.
Four?
Less?
More.
like 250. My house is probably more like the 800. You know how California is. My dump is probably
Yours is the 800. Okay, so don't worry. It's your the 800, and hers was 250,000.
Something like that, yeah. We'll see after it's all said and done.
And Pasadena, she lives in Pasadena, which is a very beautiful area, actually.
Ever involved in theater arts?
Yeah, I'm a musician, and I'm a
And
arts theater. That's what I do.
For happiness, move to Tucson.
Really? Okay.
You know, there's a music scene there you like. You like the vibe.
Yeah.
Are you still actively working as a musician?
Yep. In California.
What genre? What do you do?
Like anything. I teach. I play with a lot of people. I do studio work. In all genres, I play like old time bluegrass. I'm a classical sing. I was in a punk rock band. You know, I like all music.
Yeah.
So I traveled with it. Accordion, piano, singing, banjo, lots of instruments I play not very well, drums, you know, lots of
stuff. Yeah, I mean, I got a lot of theater arts around you and performance. You know, I mean, you know, the thing, you can move, we're saying psychically suggesting you move to an area where there's a lot of artistic community, you know, for you, that would be nice. So, just think wisely.
I mean, LA is full, but,
What other areas are you considering if you're moving?
I wasn't considering any. It's nothing I was planning. I just came over here. I mean, I like LA. It's good for me. But I'm over here. It's a little different vibe, and I'm kind of enjoying this, too. And I just don't know if it's, like, fake because I'm not working while I'm over here doing all this, so I have plenty of time to enjoy it, you know. I'm not in LA,
right? So you're like wondering if it's just, you know, like that honeymoon phase versus you picked up.
My
and
mind
left.
Is so different after all these losses last year and all this drama and everything. I'm just very in the now and just feeling very receptive to stuff. I just can't worry about things,
Would you sell your home? Do you have equity in your home in California?
Yeah, I haven't really thought it through that much right now. You know, more in the, just having the satisfaction of thinking of it and looking around. I have not thought about details or anything. I've been here, I came here for 4 days in January, and I've been here since then.
It's all kind of fresh. Were you formerly married?
Yeah.
Was your husband
married?
Go ahead.
Long ago, but he passed, and he passed away, and you know, wasn't a musician too. But the odd thing is, I just met somebody, and they have the exact same name and birth date. I mean, birth path and everything as my ex-husband, which is kind of unusual.
What's that
from the same country? Okay, this one was 6/16/1967.
1967, 6/7/13/20.
But the name is a six. The name, they have a six.
Yeah.
Well, there's a six in the karmic number too. So in the six, I mean, obviously the six is, there's three sixes in the birth date, which is interesting because it's 6/9. But go ahead.
And his name is a six.
Yeah, that's, awesome. I mean, you know, that's significant, but really, you know, on the radio show, we go more into the birth date energy. You guys are,
I don't want to give out people's names.
15/6.
How did you acquire, may I ask, it's personal, but how did you acquire the $800,000 home? I mean, what means?
Oh, I just bought it for one, I got right after, you know, after, I was living, well, I can see where you guys are around. I was living in a back house with my friends in San Marino, and they died, and I would have been living there for so long, I didn't have any kind of credit, so it was easier to buy a house than to, and I got my house for like $150. It's a big, giant, old Spanish house. I got it, and I just lucked into it. Well, I didn't really luck into it. I went into real estate and looked at like 500 houses, and bought it, and it was kind of run down and stuff, so I just bought that in 97, and Yeah, I just happened to sit on it, and that's how it became maybe worth more, you know. It just was one of those flukes that seemed horrible at the time, but worked out great financially for me.
Okay. Well, you know, think about the move. I mean,
she's wondering about relationships,
and the
maybe.
Relationship, you're entering a phase of change right now, and it's going to hit the closer you get to October, it's going to come in stronger, and there's going to be some, I mean, your better energies are still forthcoming. There's a relationship involved in your karma forthcoming, and there's going to be a union of the third eye kind of thing. So, I mean, right now, you think progressively, creatively, advancing forward with a positive zone. I think your karma, that the immediacy of the trauma of karma is over, and you're going to kind of
right all
now,
those losses.
Yeah.
She's moving past that.
I'm still struggling physically, but I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to override that mentally. So, you know.
October.
Once
you turn 63, you're going to be in a better spot.
Okay. I mean, I'm in a better spot than last year. That's for sure. How does those numbers look on that relationship? Good or not?
Together, you see, anything that is nine becomes the number. So your numbers combined together become a six. 9 and 6 is 15. 15 is 6.
And his master number happens to be your fire number 9.
That's
the last number in your day.
Your years are aligned. The 5 to 6 is 56. The 6 to 7 is 67. Your years are aligned. It's a past life. You're dealing with past life energy. It's not a coincidence that this is similar to your husband,
right?
Former husband. So that looks that can be
same town.
What's
yeah.
the first
okay.
name?
You can give the name. It's fine.
Oh, I hate.
No, you don't have to.
Okay. I'm just kind of embarrassed. Like, I'm sure they're not listening, but you know.
No. Don't worry. You don't.
His name
is
Marco. That's fine. It's Marco. His name is Marco.
Oh, okay, Marco. All right. Well. Pat, we have to. I just called you Pat. What's wrong?
No. I've taken so much time. I really appreciate it. It's really fun and great to talk to people doing numerology. So, I just thank you,
Mary.
Yes,
great today.
Okay.
You may connect with us again. We'd be happy to have you on the show again, or connect with us on Facebook.
Is your website? I just found your Facebook page, but do you have a site or something? I'd love to.
We basically operate on Facebook. We don't really, everything's, we're pretty much by
voice, okay.
Okay.
Word
of mouth.
There's Facebook
pages, and we'd love it if you'd connect with us there.
Could you tell me how to do that? I've just found the one that's the two of your names together. Is there another one on there? Or
you can follow us there. There's Neil Baker Psychic and Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. So any of those, or send us a friend request, whatever. They're all really our.
Okay.
I mean, we really don't do a lot of personal posts, even on our personal page. It's basically, the ones
that
we do together. So.
But now that I've told you mine, you have to tell me your life.
Okay.
Come
okay.
on, it's only fair.
Okay, Mary.
Nice to meet you.
Well, we have your personal
phone
there, so you can
okay.
see. Okay.
All right.
Thanks so
much. I strongly feel that lady's dog will be fine. The last person.
That's good. We appreciate that.
I felt good about that. It was going to be okay, but.
Well, she's still listening.
There you go.
So she appreciates that too. Okay,
well,
Mary.
Yeah.
Take care.
And I know Coonhound, so.
Yeah.
They have those issues. They have those issues, but very common. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate
it.
Bye. Listening too. Thank you.
Okay, I'll put you on mute. All right, we've got two callers that we need to take care of. So these are going to be short readings. 917 and 250. 917 is first. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Lauren. I'm from New York.
Who? What's your name?
My name is Lauren. I'm from New York.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, spell it, Lauren.
How are you? Hi, I've been better. I'm kind of going through a lot right now. I know the last caller just been through an accident, and that's similar to myself as well. I've I actually have to still figure out exactly what's wrong, and I'm receiving a lot of messages from spirit, so anything you can pick up around sort of this whole life crisis that's going on.
Okay,
really
Lauren, is your name spelled Lauren, or is it spelled
yes.
differently? Okay.
Yes.
And what's your birth date?
May 11th, 1988.
1988. So she's got an 11 factor going on
yeah.
too. 717.
336.
And it's same as there.
Same as Mary.
Interesting. Well, people do group together.
Yeah.
And you were in an accident too?
Yes. Yeah. There's a story to it, but I just.
So go give it. Can you give a little brief synopsis of what happened? Because.
Yeah, so, okay, very briefly, I guess I'll just say I thought I was possibly having ankle problems. I wasn't sure what was going on. Just 3 weeks ago on International Women's Day, went to cross the street, and the same day as sort of something is happening with my housing due to really just violent things that happened here, I was hit by a locksmith van.
Oh my God, this is very strange. So you were
yeah.
hit also by a
yeah.
car. That's crazy. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
And you're
yeah.
successively. Oh my goodness. Okay, go on.
So I actually thought I might have been okay. I wasn't sure, like, if I could just sort of walk this off. The driver didn't really pull over, and now 3 weeks later I'm having a lot of issues and I have to figure out how to handle this.
So it was a hit and run, so you don't have any recourse against the person who hit you?
Well, actually I ended up snapping their license plate, and I thought getting in touch with them, they would be able to exchange insurance, but they yelled at me and screamed at a lawyer, and same with the detectives and everything. So there's just all this horrible energy around it.
So you didn't have police department help you, even though you had the...
Not so much, no. Like, they didn't look into the camera footage. They said it was too late, etc. I told them I thought I would be fine, and now I'm realizing the ankle problems I was having before may be walking on fractures, because I may have fractures from the accident, and I have to figure this out, actually, like, today. Time is really short, and so everything is much more confusing with all of the messages I'm getting from spirit. It's overwhelming. Most of them are clairaudient messages.
Well,
and,
yeah, I would stick with the, I mean, whatever's happening from spirit right now, I would focus on the physical realm. You need to get in touch with a personal injury attorney that will listen to your story and, you know, do it for free to see if your case is worth taking, because you need a lawyer.
Yeah, that's what the spirits are saying, but they don't say where to find one or anything.
You've got to go through and look at attorneys that are near you that you're able to get to. Do you have transportation?
Yeah, but there's so much going on around that right now. I still have to figure out x-rays and everything like that.
You need to, well, and do you have medical insurance?
No, that's the thing. I'm just out of this really bad relationship where I was, it's a long story, but basically I don't have health insurance right now. I was seeing doctors that didn't take it before, and, I'm also afraid to sort of, enter into this system, because I'm really a big believer in naturopathic and holistic health, and not a lot of insurers will provide for that kind of a thing. So
right, I know, I understand where you're coming from, but if you have fractures in your ankles, a naturopath is going to recommend that you get your, you know, whether it's a walking cast or if you need a regular cast, you have to set the legs. I mean, there is a point where traditional medicine has to intervene with anything that is a naturopathic therapy. You know, they have, you know, holistic medicine is also, there's,
There's two sides. Yeah,
when did this accident occur?
It was on March 8th, which just, it happened to be International Women's Day.
And how did you know that he was a locksmith? Was it on his truck?
Yeah.
And did you show the police the photographs and
I did, and I told them exactly what time it happened and everything, but they said that they wouldn't look at the camera footage because it was too late, and, you know, that I think they think I'm not being honest about it or something, and I am, and so, and also, like, I just, in terms of a support network here, it's dwindled to nothing at this point, so I'm just kind of trying to handle this on my own, and I've never...
Are you estranged from your family, your biological family?
Yes, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. The thing is, can I, were you going to say something?
No, go ahead.
Well, in regarding the footage, if you have a criminal complaint, because it is a crime to hit somebody and flee the accident, if there is a subpoena, if you have a lawyer that represents you, they can subpoena those records and see that on that date that actually occurred. So there, if there, the supporting evidence is there, it can be obtained.
Yeah, you have to go to a personal injury lawyer on contingency,
right.
So you don't have to pay anything. Mm-hmm. That's your next step, Lauren.
Getting your legs looked at. There has to be some kind of insurance program that you can apply for.
Yeah,
Medicaid.
You need an attorney that will take it on contingency.
But she needs a doctor, too.
Yeah, that's what you need.
I'm trying to avoid going to the emergency room at the moment, and I'm afraid that's my only choice, but I'm just trying to avoid that, and
You don't want to incur a bill, but there's a way to get it. Why do you want to avoid the emergency room? I mean, the emergency room is not fun, but what?
There's a lot of reasons around that, I guess. Might be due to some past traumas that happened there that might make me extra and more fearful than I'm realizing.
What about an urgent care center?
I'm trying to find one right now that I can sort of financially afford at the moment.
But they might be able to, if you apply for aid, they might have those, they might have the aid to apply for, they may have the a method for you to apply for those resources at an urgent care center where you can apply for public assistance and then be seen.
Okay, yeah, I'm trying to look into that. It seems like the process just takes several weeks. And so, and it's also kind of tying into this whole, like, life crisis. I know you just mentioned that you picked up, I was, like, estranged from my biological family. One of them, my younger brothers just contacted me. I have four little brothers. We were split apart at a young age. And both my parents have passed, and... I know that they're trying to communicate some sort of message to bring us back together in some way, but I don't know what.
Yeah. First step, go online and find a good contingency attorney until you find one that's willing to listen to your story and investigate and maybe take you on as a client. That's your first step.
But she needs to prove that she has injuries as well from the,
You need attorney assistance through that because you're concerned about bills or you have some trauma. So
yeah, I've already tried to do this with another situation, which I was hurt by someone that I knew. And so I tried to find an attorney in that case, and I think because of just the energy around this, all of the negative energy, it's just I'm not manifesting it. I'm not attracting it. It's just not coming. Nobody
But we can't base it on your life can't be based on everything you've had a bad experience about. We got to move forward. So our assertive approach would be to forget about your history right now, contact a lawyer that would take, personal injury lawyer.
Contact several because there's many you can have consultations with for free. Go ahead.
And don't keep recycling your experiences and your vibes and your thoughts about your past. Get rid of that right now. Your past is all screwed up. Let's not go there. It's not going to behoove you right now. We want to be progressive and we're trying to help you to go forward on a new step, no pun intended, but go forward on a new step, and let's see what we can do with contingency attorneys. Get back to us. Let us know.
Call us. We're back on the air on Friday, but we actually are out of time, and we have another caller waiting, which we promised to get to. So we have to do that.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for your advice. I will absolutely let you know what happens on Friday.
Yeah.
You get back to us, Lauren, because that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate everything.
You're welcome. Okay. And we're going to take this other caller, 250. Lauren can follow us on Facebook, too. So hopefully she'll do that. Neil Baker Psychic, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour, and our regular page. 250. Hi.
Hi, my name is Linda. I won't take up much of your time because I know you've already put in a good hour with everybody. And thank you for still taking my call after the show. My name is Linda, L-I-N-D-A. My birthday is 2-9-53. Robin just flew up when I started to talk to you. He was sitting looking at me through the window, which that must be a nice little omen there.
I love birds.
Yeah, I woke me too. I woke up this morning and I just had this sense I really want to talk to an intuitive. And I just went to BBS Radio, which I haven't done in a long time. There was your show live, and I thought, I'm going to call in, and if they take my call, then that's meant to be. So, interestingly enough, you have taken my call. All I want to ask you about, when I tuned into your show, you were discussing with a lady her dog who was ill. And your partner mentioned activated charcoal and lemon juice. I have a little kitty, my older kitty, both of them, their brother and sister, they've been going through issues, and I have been giving her activated charcoal, which actually is helping. She's pretty lethargic, but she is eating a little bit. I have no idea what happened to her. But anyway, my question was just simply that I just feel this change coming, like a imminent change of some sort, and I don't know in which area of my life. So I just thought if you would take just a quick look at me intuitively and tell me what this feeling that I'm having could be wrapped around, that would be really, really awesome. Thank you.
Well, you're in your 33rd cycle of your master number 2. Also, it's a multiple of 11 by 6 because you just turned 66 years old. So that would be an energy of change in terms of the numerical system. You're 29. She's 29-11 too.
And she's going on 2-9.
2-9. I know your karmic number happens to be in your month and day, which sometimes people come back as the same. When you're compounded, sometimes you can have more than one lifetime in that same compounded energy. My guess is that she probably was a 29-11 too last time too because of that. That 29 in the month and day. I don't know what you think, Neil, but.
Well, possibly, yes. I mean, you come into the world filled with controversy about relationships. So there's trouble, relationship history, blah, 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 all that. But I pick up that you have an in-depth ability in psychology to probe the mind. I mean, I don't know. Did you go to school? Did you go beyond high school? Did you have any interest in psychology?
No, but a lot of people say that I'm wise and they like to get counseling from me. I didn't study anything, just.
Okay, so that's past. So you have a past life journey where you went through that wise period and you brought it back to the planet with you.
Well, she has that mind.
Are you artistically inclined?
Yes, like recently retired from a business that I had. I used to make a lot of body care products, natural products, things like that. But I'm just lately really getting into painting. They're pretty unusual. They're more orbs and things like that. But I feel a real desire to paint right now.
Okay, so here's our suggestion. In absorbing, the way we work in absorbing energy, we get a feel for a person's soul. And it went from psychology to painting, both of which the psychology applied to you because you're wise, you give counsel. The painting, the artistic abilities apply to you because that's what you're getting into. So your paintings must have psychological depth to where you're, like Edvard Munch or somebody, where your paintings, not that you have to be a realist in that respect, but even in the abstraction of painting or whatever it may be, even if it's nature painting. You need to title your paintings under the category of a mindset, like obsession, jealousy, you know, things like that. Because I think that if your journey might be that you might be able to move through the corridors of existence and use your painting as an expression of your current life, give your life meaning and balance, and be somewhat intriguing if you're wise enough to put title and painting together and create a conversation piece, if not a masterpiece.
Well, that's interesting. I did. You're right on about that, because I did do a series of love signs a couple of years ago, and it was like love is the answer, higher love, all this kind of stuff. So there was words with the picture kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, too, she's on, again, sixth cycle of 11. That involves the visionary energy, so the painting comes in. Also, the mind is the sixth chakra. So,
Yeah, I'd like to see, like, I'd like to see healing. You know, I used to do healing products, so it'd be kind of fun through paint or art to express something that when people look at it, they get a feeling of love and healing kind of thing.
Yeah. What kind of products did you, this was your business that you owned?
Yeah, I used to make, like, natural, like, olive oil soap and healing salves. I still make healing salves for people who still want them, but I just, you know, I'm getting old. I didn't want to, I got too old. I just didn't feel like doing markets anymore. It got to be too much.
Well, okay, here's a suggestion, Linda. Apply color to chakra and chakra to theme. Apply color to chakra, chakra to theme. And, and then allow the and call your paintings interactive paintings, where the observer interacts with the color of the painting regarding the chakra. So when they look at the painting and the color in the painting, they relate it to their own chakra and the themes that are going on in that chakra for them.
Okay, so you said color to chakra?
What's that?
Yeah. How did you word that? Color to chakra and...
Color
anyway, it's okay.
Chakra. Color to chakra to theme.
And you can listen to the
chakra to theme.
So,
okay, well, that's awesome. I appreciate that. And, yeah, right now I'm just going to be working on a series of they're circles, and they're made with mirrors, and they have wings. They're like orbs, you know. So I'm not – I think that's going to be like a higher chakra theme right now. But thank you so much, though. You're basically saying
– Okay, that's six chakra. So don't worry about it. That, you know, auras and – That's all six chakra, but don't worry about the chakra right now. Work on your theme right now, and then it will evolve into other ones.
Oh, thank you. Thank you both so much.
Okay, Linda, thank you so much.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. All right, that was encouraging. Bless you both, and have a great weekend.
You
Bye.
Too. Okay, we are back on the air. We hope our callers follow us, too, on our Facebook pages. But we are back on the air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Bye. Thanks.